American International Tape Recorder present. Extraordinary crime against the people and the state require agents extraordinary. Two such agents are Harrison Brooks, top professional, and his partner Theodore Atkinson, talented amateur, otherwise known as the Assassins. The Assassins, starring John Sanderson and Tom Ellsworth. Produced by Peter Nichols.
What a wonderful party we're having here, Theodore.
Isn't it, though?
Give me that magenta egg over there. It looks so delicious.
Quite fine, isn't it? Quite fine.
Yes, it is quite fine. Quite fine.
I'll get it precisely now. Precisely now.
Good.
Here you are.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Quite welcome.
Quickly, let us make a new batch of ostrich dye.
Oh, here he comes now, in his car.
But he's not. Have you made the Easter eggs for my daughter? Have you made them?
Well, sir, the shipment is being delayed just a trifle, sir.
What? What is the noise? What? What? What?
The Easter Egg Dying Party. Tape play by John Anderson. Directed by Henry Walden.
Yes, number one. Certainly. Of course. Bye. Cheerio. Atkinson?
Yes, what's it is?
It seems there's a certain organization engaged in the dubious activity of dyeing Easter eggs for certain charities, and they have eliminated several of our top agents. I think they might be a member of the opposition.
How sorry I am.
Yes, I'm sorry too that we're needed. Mr. Hamilton?
Yes, sir?
It seems that you've been doing a rather disagreeable service to our organization. I represent the Assassins.
The what?
The Assassins.
Sir, are you having any business with us, sir? I hope not.
I'm afraid so, Mr. Hamilton. You see, you've been killing the killers.
Killing the killers, sir?
Yes, Mr. Hamilton. You see, my organization is pledged to initiate zero population growth control over the country of England. To prevent many, many difficulties in the country. As you know, all the problems of society are caused by excess population. We eliminate excess members, or loose ends if you prefer, and substitute in place a picked handful of our men who will guide the Empire into domination over the Earth.
How does this concern me, sir?
Very much, Mr. Hamilton. I prefer you to stop killing our agents, and I think there's only one way to ensure this.
And what is that, sir?
Of course, number one. Atkinson.
Oh, what is it?
I think we have another job to do. It seems that, of course, you know that I killed the president of the Easter Egg Dying Club a few nights ago. And it seems that his partner, who also was one of the accomplices, the other accomplice, as a matter of fact, in the murder of one of our agents, he's loose, and we have to kill him.
Oh, dear.
Before he talks or starts killing more of our agents.
Then we'll have to find him, won't we?
Yes, we will. I think I have a lead. There seems to be a certain old lady on Yorkshire Avenue.
What is it, sir?
Didn't you have a room for rent a few weeks ago and rented it to a certain Theodore Maximilian Jones?
I did, sonny boy! I did! I'm gonna hit you over the head!
Please, my lady.
Goodbye, Mr. Assassin!
I shot her with a tranquilizing dart, Atkinson.
Oh.
I hope she sees the error of her ways and will revive shortly. Now, miss, can you tell me about the whereabouts of this gentleman?
Not really, honey.
I said tell me. If you don't tell me, I'll hang you from the yard arms or kill all you.
Okay.
Where is he?
He's in the back room.
No, you never get me. Never get me.
Get after him. Get after him, Brooks. Get after him. Atkinson, let's go.
Right, Brooks. Number one gave me a little message. Open the door for a moment. Oh, so you see my trick. Oh, well, it didn't work anyway. I'm sorry, Brooks, but I am the problem, as you know.
Atkinson, he's getting out of the car. Quickly.
I'm needed. You take the right side, Joe. What's your name?
Atkinson, you take the right side, I'll take the left side.
Righto. Super. Righto. Super. Righto. Super! Take the left side, please. Oh, did you take the right? I don't know, really.
You should take the right, Atkinson. I shall take the left. All right, Atkinson. He's about one block away. Let's increase our speed.
Righto. You take the right side. I'll take the left.
All right, sir.
Why did you drop your gun?
I said I'd never drop their guns.
I'm sorry. You failed a little.
A little.
Atkinson, I never fail.
Okay. Since I'm your friend, I won't do it this time. Get ready. Ready. Aim. Fire.
Atkinson, because of your disgraceful conduct during this affair, I want you to make your report to number
my
one.
My disgraceful
to
conduct.
Number one alone.
You dropped the gun.
I did not drop the gun.
Righto, super.
Goodbye, Atkinson.
Goodbye, Brooks.
Possibly we shall be associates again in some other affair where we may be needed. But possibly. Until then, I shall say goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, what's my next job? Yes, number one. Certainly. I'll get on it right away. Yes, number one. I understand.
Got a present for you, Brooks.
What, Atkinson?
Now, look. We've been partners a long time, right?
Let me see what this present is.
Well, it's only fair that I give you a present. Isn't it, Brooks? It's only fair. Isn't it? Isn't it, Brooks? It's only fair. Copyright 1971 by American International Tape Recorder, produced by Peter Nichols. John Sanderson as Harrison Brooks. Tom Ellsworth as Theodore Atkinson. Barry Apar as the old man, number one. John Phillips as the old man, number two. Marie Ellsworth as the old lady. Joni Mitchell as the young lady. Question mark is number one. Written by... Look at yourself. The assassin's wardrobe designed by the devil himself. Filmed on location at Hampshire, England. Music by... Larry Stone. An American International Tape Recorder presentation!